This is the Upper Pontalba, one of the two Pontalba buildings, along with its twin on the opposite side of the square. They bear the name of their builder, Baroness Pontalba, who played a huge role in what Jackson Square looks like today. Her father was Andres Almonaster, the man who financed the reconstruction of the Cabildo, Cathedral, and Presbytery after the 1788 fire. He did all this in his late 60s, and also managed to father his first child around the same time. Born with the name Micaela Almonaster, she was married, at her mother's choosing, to a first cousin once removed, and went to live with him in France. Her new father-in-law received a generous dowry as part of the marriage arrangement, but he wanted control over the rest of her estate, too, which by law was her right to keep. When she refused to sign it over to him, he became abusive, something Micaela's husband never did anything to stop. After many years of standoff over her property, her father-in-law finally tried to kill her, shooting her 4 times in the chest. She survived, and he shot himself in the head. When he died, his title of Baron passed to his son and, by proxy, to Micaela, hence the name Baroness Pontalba that we call her today. She separated from her husband, came home to New Orleans, and renovated the whole square around you. She added a mansard-style roof to the Cabildo and Presbytery, completely different from her father's Spanish Baroque design for the lower floors of those buildings. She essentially rebuilt St. Louis Cathedral from scratch. She also had the garden landscaped, participated in the placement of the Jackson statue and the renaming of the square for him, and added the long Pontalba buildings to either side. The cast iron railing you can see on each floor bears a kind of family crest, an interlocked A for Almonaster and P for Pontalba, a combination which describes only her and her children, leaving out her husband and his side of the family. This introduced New Orleans to decorative cast iron railings, which today you'll see everywhere in the French Quarter. And despite her clear independence streak, Baroness Pontalba ultimately moved back to Paris and helped nurse her estranged husband through a terminal sickness. She has an architectural legacy there, too, the Hotel Pontalba, which functions as the U.S. ambassador's residence. The Pontalba buildings were designed as townhouses, but today the upper floors have been split into single-story apartments. The lower Pontalba, on the opposite side from you, contains a museum called 1850 House, which maintains one of the original townhouses as it would have looked around 1850. From here, make a right and continue to the corner of Jackson Square, next to the Cabildo. Then make a left onto Charters Street. Continue for a block until you reach the intersection of Charters and Wilkinson Streets.